Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for all your goodness and your mercies over our life. I thank you, God, for the victory and the breakthrough left and right. I thank you, God, for giving our people new testimony through these words that we are sharing unto them. Thank you, God, even for love, for all your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord, because I know that you are in control of everything in our life. And Lord, we pray this morning as we share the undiluted word of God, that this word will meet the needs of people, that this word will be like a shield over your people, and that, Lord, they will find this word so useful, and this word, oh Father, Lord, will strengthen them and will bring victory upon their lives in the name of Jesus. As many of you that you are hearing of this morning, there shall be testimony for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank God for this opportunity again that God has given to us to address and to share the word of God with you. And I believe we meet you well. Can you help me to call somebody or, you know, phone somebody that church on here is now on this channel and that God is about to bless us again, because I know that the Almighty God is going to bless you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for all those who came to church yesterday for deliverance and healing service. Thank God for the mighty power of God that was present to deliver us, to heal us. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. No, tomorrow Sunday, this program will continue. I'm inviting you, inviting your family, inviting your friends, for you know, to come and experience God in a wonderful way, and you will never, never be ashamed again in the name of Jesus Christ. Last week, you know, we were sharing on 6 keys to divine turnaround. We've been talking on turnaround, sharing on turnaround, because I believe in the name of Jesus that God is able and he wants to turn your situation around. I know that he's doing it right now, because, you know, he's doing it for me and he must do it for you. You know, people who are hearing this sharing, they are giving us testimony of how God is turning things around in their life. And I know that if your heart goes with this message, you too will surely have your testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So last week, you know, we were talking on 3 keys. Now, there are 6 keys I'm sharing with you, and we shared on 3 keys. Number 1 key, we say you must have total trust in God. You know, number 2 key, we said, you know, you must have total and complete obedience to divine instructions. Number 3, we say you must have a word-based prayers. You know, where we look at Jehoshaphat and we look at Hezekiah, where Jehoshaphat prayed and God, you know, turn against their enemy, you know, against themselves, and God turned it around. Or that of Hezekiah, when he prayed to God, and God said, you will not die again. I will give you 15 more years. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know this thing is real. There is turnaround for you. Now, today we are going to continue on the 4th key. And I want you to note everything. And I know that by the grace of God, you are going to call me and share your testimony with me in the name of Jesus Christ. 6 keys to divine turnaround. Now, number 4 this morning, you must engage your tongue. You know, you must engage your tongue. For you to have a turnaround, you must engage your tongue. Can we look at the Bible? Mark chapter number 11. Let's look at verse number 23 and 24. Mark 11, 23. 24 years.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Wow. Now, he says that, you know, that was Jesus speaking. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be that cast into the sea. Can you see? And shall not doubt in his heart. Can you see? So, what is meaning of that? Engaging your tongue. That is the next, you know, the next key. Engaging your tongue. You know, you must speak what the Lord has spoken. You must speak what the Lord has spoken concerning you. I have told you many times on this channel that every problem in your life has ear to hear. You know, Jesus spoke, you know, to the fig tree. It dried up. Why? The fig tree had ear to obey Jesus. He spoke, you know, to the turbulent wind, and the wind obeyed him. There was calmness. Can you see now? So, you know, every problem in your life that needs turn around, they have ear. That problem you are going through right now, that your trouble, you know, that problem, that fever, that sickness, they have ear. They will obey you. All the power oppressing you, all the power that gang up against you, all your family, you know, ancestral spirits that are saying no more forward, they have ear. You must engage your tongue. You must speak, you know, because Bible says, thou shalt speak to this mountain, be thou cast into the sea. And that if you believe in your heart that what you say will come to pass, you will surely have what you say. So, you know, desist from speaking your problem. Mm-mm. I have told you, you don't need to speak your problem. You need to speak what the Bible says about you. Speaking your problem attracts the devil to your life. I've told you, when you speak right word, you engage the power of heaven. When you speak wrong word, you engage the power of hell. So, you know, you are not to speak your problem. Because some people, they go around with their problem. You know, even facially, you will see them carrying problem everywhere. No way. You are a child of God. You are a Christian. You know, you must know that, you know, Bible says, you know, greater is he that is in you. So, stop confessing negatively. Stop saying negative things. So, stop describing your problem. Stop dignifying your problem. This problem is big, is great, this demon afflicting you is mighty. Who is mighty? When God has stripped them of the power. Excuse me. You know, desist from speaking your problem. Yeah? Because the devil only obeys the command of the word and the name of Jesus. The only thing that the devil obeys is the command of the word. When you give the command of the word, there is no demon, including Lucifer, that will not obey you. When you use the name of Jesus, there is no power that will not obey. Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now, let's see the book of Psalm. Psalm 138, verse number 2. Psalm 138, verse number 2.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name.
You have magnified. Can you see? The word of God rules over him. So, when you engage the word, the devil must come down. I speak to somebody this morning. As you start to speak the word, your problem will shatter. Your problem will give way. Every word of Jericho surrounding you will collapse in the name of Jesus. The only thing the devil respects is the word of God and the name of Jesus. So, God said he has magnified his word above his name. Let's see also 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse number 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Yes.
For all the promise of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us.
So all that God has said concerning you is able to do it. All that God has spoken, all that you see in the scripture, all that you read in your Bible this morning, that is if you read the Bible anyway, you know God said he's going to bring them to pass. Couldn't you believe? Yeah? So, when there is problem, or when you need a turnaround, when you need a turnaround in your life, then find scriptures that speak to the issue and address them. Find scripture. Look for scripture that goes, you know, to your issue. Yeah? Look for the scripture. Apply the scripture that devil will bow. The reason why the devil is still hanging around your life is because you are yet to decree the right word. And that's why I encourage you, to be a student of the Bible. That's why I encourage you to go to churches where the word of God is emphasized. You know, stop going to all those churches that all they do is dancing throughout the day. All they do, you know, is social. You know, go to church that they will teach you the right word of God. You know, because the word of God is one of your weapons of warfare. And when you lack weapon, defeat is inevitable. When there is no weapon, you know, when you lack weapon, defeat is inevitable. So, inevitable. So, you know, find the right scripture that speak to your issue and address it. You know, declare the word with authority. Anytime you are speaking that word, speak it as somebody in control. Speak as somebody in charge. So, declare the word with authority. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4.
Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?
Who can question him? We have the word of you are a king. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Every child of God has been ordained king and priest. So you speak with authority. Kings speak with authority. So he said, where the word of the king is, there is power. Who can challenge you? Who can say, can you stop there? Which demon can challenge you? Can you see now? So, in fact, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it called you a king. You know, so you have authority. Use it. For, you know, let's read this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6.
And has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
So
amen.
Jesus has made us king and priest. Can you see now? We have been crowned. Our crown is not the physical kingship of this world. We are crowned to reign over every forces of darkness. Can you see now? So that Revelation 1:6 calls you a king. You have the authority. Excuse me. Use your authority. Use it. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning we are talking about 6 keys to divine turnaround, and I just mentioned one right now that you must engage your tongue. Let's go to number 2 point for today, which is number 5 on the poll. You know, you must stay away from habitual sin. You see, you must stay, you know, because everyone that wants turn around must turn against sin. If you want a turn around in your life, then you must turn against sin. Because sin will never allow the hands of God to move in your life. Are you following me now? You know, habitual sin, common sin, small sin, it can be lies. You know, it can be envy, it can be jealousy, it can be one, all those small things. You need to clear them off. Look at Isaiah chapter 59. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 59 from verse 1 to 3.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness.
So it means that sin is the barricade between you and God. So a lot of people are not enjoying turnaround in their life. Turn around from death to life, turn around from affliction to victory, is because you need to look into your life. Look into your life, you know, because sin is a barrier to reach God. Sin is a barrier. You know, sin is an hindrance. Help me to read Hosea chapter 7, verse 1. Sin is a barrier. Sin will put God out of your life. Sin will resist you from having the best from God. Yes, Hosea 7:1.
When I will have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without.
Wow, so God was handicapped. He couldn't help Ephraim. Why? Because of his sin. The reason why God has not been able to turn around your situation right now, that you are still at the same point over the years, is because of your lifestyle, the habitual sin. Can you see now? You know why Joseph witnessed turnaround? Because he refused to sin against God. Now, assuming Joseph sinned against God, you know, the turnaround that he had, he wouldn't have enjoyed it. Look at that Genesis chapter 39, verse number 9. Genesis 39, verse 9. Yes.
There is not greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
You know, Joseph calls sin wickedness. The thing you are calling good thing. Eh? He said this is wickedness. Look, that sin you are committing is wickedness. And you know what? There are many wickedness today in Nigeria. See wickedness moving, going around. See aya killers. See ritual killers. See, you know, killing every day. Eh? Wickedness. I pray against and I prophesy against every wickedness in this nation. I ask that let every wickedness come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? So what am I saying now? Confess and turn away from sin. You need to confess. You need to turn away from sin. That is when, you know, you enjoy turnaround. Now, let me go to the sixth point this morning, which actually will be our last point today, you know, is that number six, which is number three for today, you must have a lifestyle of praise. If you want a turnaround, you must have a lifestyle of praise, because, you know, praise will raise you. Praise brings turnaround. People that praise God, God come into their situation. I think I told you some times ago in this program that when you pray to God, when you are in problem, you pray, God will send an angel to you. But when you praise him, God himself will come. You can see that in the Bible. God himself. So you must learn the etiquette of praise. You know, praising God, you know, is turning around the table. You see, when you look at the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, you will see, you know, praise team there that turn away, you know, your 2 Chronicles 20, let's read verses 18 to 20, yes.
And Joseph had bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohath and of the children of Kohite stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Joseph had stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper.
Can you see now? Now, they are worshipping God. That there is problem. You know, Moab has come, Hammon has come, Monsiah has come. Three nations came against Judah. You know, and their king, Jehoshaphat, happens to be a Christian king, a born-again king, a king that is close to God, a king that knows God. And he discovered that he cannot win this war by his own power. Can you see now? And he now turned to praise. Any battle that is too difficult for you, turn it to praise. Every battle you are fighting right now, and you have been praying to God, and there is no answer. Excuse me. Turn it to praise. You know, Joseph gave us that example. You know, when Moab, Ammon, and Mosiah came against him, you know what he did? He turned to praise. People are saying, what are we going to do? You know, and as he praised God, what happened? Every verse about 22 and 23 years.
And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon, Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another.
Wow. So, can you see what praise did that? Now they now face themselves. I prophesy. Every enemy that are looking for you, looking for your children, let them start to fight themselves. Let them start to destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you learn from this scripture this morning? Can you learn? Can you see what happened? You know that, you know, Jehoshaphat, as he praised God, he was praising God. As he was praising God, the choir praising God, we were told that, you know, God set an ambushment against them. The children of Ammon and Moab, they went against Mosiah. Moab, you know, and, you know, Ammon, they pulled down Mosiah. After they destroyed Mosiah, you know, Moab and Ammon have failed themselves. I see your enemy eating up themselves. Let there be spiritual cannibalism right now. All those who are after you, all those that are attacking you in your dream, in your physical life, you know, let them start to fight themselves this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, so that was how they won the battle. Even how about David? David enjoyed several turnarounds in his life because he was a man of praise. David was a man of praise. Look at the psalm he wrote. You know, praising God. You know, the praise of God in his mouth is the secret of his turnaround. Excuse me, when your church is a church of praise, it will be a church of turnaround. If you can praise God in the spirit and in truth in your church, I ask every church, you know, to start to use quality time to praise the Lord for God to intercede and to shield them from problem. So David enjoyed several turnarounds in his life. Why? Because he was a man of praise. So praise is an altar, you know, for divine turnaround. Praise is an altar for divine turnaround. Because your altar will alter the power of the devil. Your altar will alter the power of the devil. It is praise. So on your altar, praise him. Can you praise God in the midnight? Can you, I want to enjoy you that this night, just wake up in the night, you know, don't ask God for anything. Start to praise him. You will see that all those problems, all those afflictions in your life, they will give way in the name of Jesus. So praise is an altar for divine turnaround. So why? Because praise brings God into a devastating situation. It is praise that brings God down into your situation. Praise open doors for God. Let's read that in the book of Psalm 22, verse 3. Praise open the door, you know, for the army of God to help you to fight the battle. Yes.
But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
O you that inhabit. So God inhabit praise. God dwells in praise. What brings God down is praise. Why can't you praise him? Now, why can't you praise him so that God can come down and show himself strong on your behalf? Why can't you praise him and so that God can come and turn your life around? Turn that situation to your favor. I see God this morning doing that in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So let your praise be high during fierce opposition. You know, let your praise be high during fierce opposition. It shows you trust God to help you. When you are praising God in that serious opposition, it shows that you are putting your trust in God to help you. I see God helping you this morning. I see way clearing for you. I see God at work in your life. I see God turning around your situation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see God, you know, is turning around their situation back to life in your life in Jesus' name. I see God, you know, turn bad news to good news in Jesus' name. I see God turning weeping to joy in your life in the name of Jesus. And also I see God changing darkness to light in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for this time. I thank God for your listening attention. You know, I know that God is that. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every listener this morning that, Lord, they will start to have turn around. Even like Jehoshaphat, even like David, and like many people in the Bible, that God will turn that situation around to glorify his name. That very soon you will share your testimony in the name of Jesus. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that problem in your life has come to an end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Tomorrow, I'll be waiting for you to welcome you at Christian Dominion Network Ministries. And don't forget that you will never regret, you know, doing that. Thank you so much. God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855 0800-327-927 is 0800-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.